2 years ago, an amazing gamer went back to GameStop to return a game to which he couldn't commit.
Hey, can I return this game?
Oh, I'm sorry, we only accept trade-ins.
I had it for like 2 hours.
Sorry, that's policy.
Okay, how much do I get?
It's gonna be $12.
12? What? Fine, whatever.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Because I'm taking this Grand Theft Auto poster with me.
Hey.
This man promptly escaped from the video game retailer to the gaming underground. Today, still wanted by the assholes who tried to burden him with the Call of Juarez for Xbox 360, he survives as a gamer of fortune. So if you have a problem, no one else will tell you the truth about a game. And if you can find him and his team,
we're on iTunes and Podbean,
then maybe you can listen to The A Squad.
Groovy!
I know all the games.
Finish him.
Everybody, back again this week. Tonight on the show, Naughty Dog gets naughtier. We got a little Zelda love, and of course, I have to mention a certain trailer that came out. I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix. With me, as always, Mr. Giant Shock.
I love the Grand Wizard Cartman.
Mr. Max Barracuda.
That was a good skit.
Thank you. Novus Redemptor.
I agree with Max Barracuda.
Thank you. Right now, we're going to go into what's new. All right, so I'm going to kick this bitch. I didn't play anything new this week.
Fail.
That's not new at all.
Host of the show.
I know.
Game over.
I know. Titanfall next week, fellas. I don't know what to tell you. I played a little Battlefield. Nothing there. Wasn't having a good time. That's about it.
Battlefield was bad like that?
Battlefield is bad like that. Anyway, so what are you doing?
I just picked up South Park.
I know.
Stick of Destiny, I believe, or something.
Stick of Truth.
Stick of Truth.
Stick of Truth.
It's awesome. I mean, if you're not a really big fan of South Park, you're going to miss so much from not watching all the episodes, because literally everything in the game is a homage to something in a particular episode. But it's a turn-based game, which I hate those, but it got me to like it for this game, because I, you know, every time they do an attack, it's Butters or it's fucking you know, Jimmy or Kenny saying something dumb. Well, not necessarily Kenny, but
you kind of described it too, that you have to do like motion controls.
Yeah, it's not just like I pick an attack and I attack. You got to time things out. It's a lot of timing.
There's execution stuff.
There's execution
stuff.
So
that gets a little fun.
It adds a bit of fun. One of the special attacks. By the way, you're not like a particular character in South Park. You're the new kid that moved there, and it gets you right off the bat. Spoiler alert right here, because you're gonna kill a joke for it. But right off the bat, it's like type in your name, right? And I type in, you know, my name, and then it goes. Cartman's like, "Oh, so you're a douchebag? Did I get that right?" And he says, "Pick yes or no," and you can't pick no. So it's like douchebag. Okay, one more time. Did I get that right? He's like, "Yes or no," and you can't pick again. You can't pick no. And he's like, "Okay, for the rest of the game, I'm going to call you douchebag."
Nice.
All right. Nice. And they refer to him as the Grand Wizard. The first movie sequence starts off kind of like that episode with. The Bodacious Tatas episode, the fucking...
The Kenny on Acid.
Oh, it's Cat Pee. Cat Pee.
Cheesin'.
It's a Cheesin' episode. It's
Don't
like,
spoil the whole game for us, man.
Well, I'm just saying that the art is like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's how it, like, it tells you the story of like the Stick of Truth, whatever. And it's kind of like Calvin Hobbes-ish, because like, every movie sequence is like, for real, they have goblins and ogres and elves.
Yeah, they do that in the show a lot.
And then,
like with the ninja episode,
yeah,
and
yeah.
The bringing the blockbuster.
Where it goes into their imagination, kind
of thing. Speaking of, if you've seen every episode, you go into every house you go into that's playing like either an episode, like a Terrence and Phillip episode that you could, like, I readily know, like, oh, it's a Queefing episode that they have the two chicks, or you go into a place and they start playing the anime song, the Protect My Balls,
yeah.
Let's
yeah.
Fighting yeah. Love. Has all the characters, and realistically, if you're a South Park fan, it's a must-own, and it's a lot of fun.
I am, and I was in love with the idea of the game, but
Because usually
it's only for 360. It didn't come out for the new gen systems, and
it's on for PS3.
It's on PS3.
I thought I saw it for PS3.
It is PS3,
right? Yeah. But it's not PS4 or Xbox One.
Well, I'm fine with that because like it was made for the 360. I didn't need them to necessarily be like, oh, it's for every system, and it's just
that
the
game's
same
been in development forever.
Too. No, yeah, but I understand. But why can't I get it like downloadable on Xbox One? Obviously, I know that the graphics aren't good. It's supposed to be shitty graphics. That's what's funny about it, but. A new system came out.
Yeah,
why would,
it's not even. It's
like show quality.
It's drawn like the show, which is now all digital animation.
It's literally like watching an episode, but you're interacting with it.
But I was just disappointed. I didn't think that any game from now on would only come out for PS3.
That one
Xbox
was in development years.
Welcome to the next gen.
Yeah, but like that one was in development a long time ago. Like I remember getting a Game Informer, like probably February of last year with that on the cover.
Yeah, I remember that.
We were psyched about it. We saw it at Comic-Con when we had the booth.
Can you imagine
if they
halfway through development said, okay, we're going to make this for next-generation consoles, it would probably take even longer for it to come out, even on the previous one.
No, just burn it on a disc. I don't give a fuck.
I
would just play it. Obviously, they don't have to spruce up the graphics for Xbox One.
I got to say, though, usually with like a entity like South Park or you know any cool thing like a show that you watch, they just slap the name on a game or or entity, and it usually sucks. Mm-hmm. But this they took their time and they really made it really cool.
Also, Trey Parker and Matt Stone were actually involved in this one, whereas the last few they were like, yeah, do whatever you want.
Yeah they just gave them the characters.
No, they were balls deep in this, and that's probably a good portion of the reason why it's so as good as it seems.
I followed it, and from what I'm reading, people are saying it's just pretty much season 18 of South Park. It's a whole just loop of 14 hours of awesome fun.
I copped it after work yesterday, and I got home, ate dinner, and then I played till 2 in the morning, which is like 5-6 hours, and literally I didn't even finish the first quest. I was just going through South Park. I go to Sark's Pond.
Well,
go to church.
You're a fan. You're gonna
it's around. All available to you.
I mean, there's stuff that is like blocked off where eventually I think you can go into once you go through the game a bit, but I was basically just wanted to see everything. Like I haven't seen Garrison yet. I found Mr. Slave though. I went to the post office and there was a dildo there and they're like, oh, go fucking see Mr. Slave. You gotta deliver him his package, right? And that's how I ended up meeting him. There's Barb Brady's there. Basically everyone in the South Park universe. And you gotta make a bunch of friends become popular. That's the whole point. Like you're your own avatar that you made.
Right.
So you're not like a character in the show.
Right. Right.
So your whole point is like make friends.
Cool.
So you have to go around South Park, make friends.
Just quick question: the avatar that you get to control, is there anything like that online South Park avatar creator? Like you can make it look like yourself.
It's customizable.
Oh, it's completely. Yeah. And then
South Park Studios.
Every time you find like a little treasure chest or you beat an enemy. You pick up stuff like that to mess with your avatar or to sell to buy more stuff for your avatar.
Cool. I mean, it definitely sounds awesome.
I want to play it.
Yeah, me too. Awesome.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so Novus, what are you doing?
Aside from still working on Final Fantasy 13 very slowly because it drives me nuts, I played some Zombie U over the weekend while I had my my graduation party.
Oh my god, a Wii U game?
I like the Wii U again.
Yeah, but I don't think.
And Zombie U is fun because I've never seen anybody get past like the third quest in the game.
Like it's good, no?
And it's funny to watch because like over the weekend
it's a big boat to keep afloat, Danny. You might want to buy another game.
Perhaps a bad by a two game.
When we were playing,
a lot of hungry mouths in the Mushroom Kingdom, you know.
You know what, guys? Someone should buy me the new Donkey Kong game. But anyway,
it's a good game.
That's what I've heard. But when you play the zombie, if you go out there and you get killed, your zombie is still out there, and you can get killed by that zombie, which always happens to my friends. So as we're sitting there playing, it's like, oh no, you're going to get killed by a zombie Andrew. And it's like, oh, you got killed because you suck.
Do you respawn?
The way you play it is either you play it on survivor or normal. Normal mode, every single time you die, you respawn as a different person at the last save point. If you play survivor, if you saved it at a save point, you die. That's it.
Is it FPS?
Yeah, but it's you have the tablet to look at map, look at your backpack, all that kind of stuff. The big downside of it is it takes forever to kill anything. Like you have a cricket bat for the most part.
It worked for Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, but it didn't take them literally 10 hits. You're sitting there whacking at one guy. If you're
but those things aren't made for speed.
The one zombie in the club in the
Winchester took him a couple lives. If somebody killed the queen.
You got to know what a crumpet is before you know it.
Thank you for the turtle's preference. I was waiting for that. But no, seriously, if you're encountering more than one zombie at a time in that game, you're screwed. Simple as that.
Yeah.
So it's
they're that hard to take down?
Yeah, like unless you have like a gun and you get like the absolute perfect headshot, you'll be sitting there whacking them for like 10 minutes and you'll be attacking.
How many people can play at once?
Once. Unless you play multiplayer, in which case, which is a fun mode, it's the person with the tablet controls where the zombies spawn and the person with the controller has to fight them off.
Oh, that is fun.
Yeah, so like, you can just basically sit there and go, like, okay, one here, or you can be a dick and go, oh, spawn them all right
is
now.
Is there zones you can only spawn them in?
When
you can't just ride on your back giving you a massage or something.
When you're holding the tablet, you see like this little cone of where you can post, where you can't post it.
Okay.
And pretty much anywhere in the black, you can just put whatever you want. So.
You know, Mario's in a million games, right? Why can't Mario have a zombie game where like the whole Nintendo universe is all zombified and he's got to like take care of business?
Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, but not like Ghost. Like,
Brent meets Resident Evil, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but he's sitting there, like, you know, jumping on guys' heads and busting them open, like, oh, Luigi, goodbye, bro.
Boom, headshot.
Headshot.
If Return to Luigi's Mansion would be a good game. Well, no, not well, this a shithole again.
Well, didn't they make another one for the DS or something?
They did.
Okay, so that's close enough.
That was not a good game. Max Barracuda, what are you playing?
Luigi's Mansion.
Took a little break from Last of Us this week because I heard they announced a new Dishonored game, and I never finished Dishonored.
Okay.
So I went back and played Dishonored.
Mm-hmm. Dishonored, the game being where you were framed for murder. To prove your innocence, you go around and murder everyone.
Or you don't murder anybody, and you play it completely stealth.
That's no fun.
Which is boring. Right. But I like that kind of thing. So I like the challenge of getting through a game... You know, just choking a guy out left and right.
But it's first person, isn't it?
It is.
I hate stealth first person. Stealth third person.
That's what throws me off constantly about the game, too, is I think I'm very well hidden behind something, but they catch me anyway because I can't see my whole form.
Yeah. Right.
So I got a foot sticking out and they catch me. And it's impossible.
That was my big problem with the story mode in Call of Duty.
And there's so many rats.
Well, that's why I liked the last Splinter Cell game, not Blacklist, the one before that, because if you start to get noticed, they tell you a little bit.
And they give you a little...
They
like,
give you the shadow.
Little warning. Yeah.
Tom Clancy has the unforgiving games of all time, man. Like,
well, that's the last one I played, was the one before the new one of...
Conviction.
Splinter Cell. Conviction.
Yeah, Conviction.
Go I never finished that.
It's good. Pretty good ending. So I'd say, you know, when you get a chance, finish it up.
I should because it's loose and I never returned it.
Ghost Recon was one of the first games I got on Xbox 360. And that game was impossible to go through story mode.
But anyway,
couldn't do it.
Dishonored, kind of fun.
Kind
graphics,
of fun.
Graphics are a little weak for me.
Are you doing any of the like, achievements in that at all?
I'm working my way through the story first.
Because if you do any of the achievements, if you do the one that says play through the game on stealth,
there's
a part where you're supposed to like either run away from somebody or tranquilize them.
Okay.
Run away.
Just run.
Because if you tranquilize them, it negates everything.
I'm just gonna shoot them.
You would.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, my friend told me he went through the entire game and fucked that up.
Is it anything like BioShock? It looked like it was going to be a little like BioShock.
Not really.
No.
It's a way different vibe to the whole thing.
Okay. All right, so that's what everyone's playing. They're all playing something interesting. I'm playing crappy old Battlefield until next week. So, let's hit the news up.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Alright, so right off the bat, Konami got a new president. I don't care, so we're moving on.
Konami is still around?
Yeah.
That's news.
Wait a minute, they may never dead. Fuck those guys.
What I do care about, though, is that the... Well, which story do I want to do right now?
You know what you want to do.
No, that's for the end.
All right.
Yeah.
We're skipping to the end.
Texas man stabbed in a domestic dispute.
Heard this one.
I did not hear this one.
Why? Do we just transport ourselves to Painted Black podcast?
No. I debated putting this one on Painted Black because tell them the weapon he used.
Well, see, people...
Nintendo original controller? All right,
better.
So people who don't know... our Max Barracuda hosts a podcast that does pretty much silly news.
Pretty much. You could call it that.
A little movie reviews. It's pretty good. I'm on it every once in a while. It's even better when I'm on it. No. Anyway.
I was on it once.
Right, right. No, it was against Giants. Oh, yeah, Giants on every week. I forgot. Anyway, the man was stabbed in a domestic dispute. All right, so there's this estranged husband who gets a call from his estranged wife who's living with her boyfriend. The boyfriend and her got in a fight, and she calls up to have him come over and save the day. So he comes over to save the day. The boyfriend, who happens to be a cosplayer, pulls out the Master Sword. Da-na-na-na. The man, thinking it was just a toy, runs at him and pretty much grabs it and lets it go into his chest or whatever.
Impales himself on.
From hell's heart, I stab at thee.
It gets more fun.
When she shot light arrows at him.
The man runs out, and at this point, it gets pretty much bonkers around there.
Yeah.
Because the man happened to have a couple clay pots handy in the front of the house.
Filled with rupees.
So he runs in, smashes clay pots over Zelda's head, or
Link.
Where's Ganon in this motherfucker?
I don't know. Link's head.
Fortunately, the husband had a fairy in a jar,
mm-hmm.
So he was all right.
To which point, he's getting slashed up with the Master Sword. He said, I got a quick quote? Yeah, I do. The guy said, I said, go away, you don't live here. And he just walked into the point of the sword. I don't think he thought it was real. The guy went to the hospital with chest and leg injuries, and the Link character, if you want to say it, got a pretty bad gash on his head from the flower pot.
Now, it's kind of sad that these are the kind of video game stories that make it to the mainstream.
Well, do they have any extra lives? Or what?
No.
That was
all
it?
Out. All out of fairies, no. All out of half hearts. The internet has exploded, by the way.
What was their last awesome, continue?
Awesome things like cops are looking for the man who sold him the sword, often seen in a red robe. And
yeah, I was going
to
say.
Go alone.
I was going to say that would be the only thing that would make this better is if he had the sword out and stabbed the guy and said that in the process. It's dangerous to go alone, take this.
Nice.
Or that be swung.
But while he was lying in the stretcher, you just hear bling, bling.
He swung mad hard at him, and he fucking cut a hedge in half. Like,
no, the thing I want to know is
he tried to steal his princess boots.
I mean, like, that guy's got it, and he said he wore it to a convention, by the way, as Zelda. You can really bring like a diesel sword into it.
Nope.
What into
maybe
into,
in Texas?
Into Comic Con. In
Dave Namer has a Master Sword.
Yeah, we didn't bring it to Comic Con. I know that there. Some guy told me at Comic Con this past year. That right at the gate, some kid came in with like I don't think it was Zelda, but he came with like a super like real sword.
Link.
He was like, I don't know, he's cosplaying as whatever the fuck, and they were like, they let him in and they instantaneously took it from, because that was the thing that was dick about Comic Con was that they didn't say you can't bring it in. They were like, they let him in and then took it from him. It was like a $300-$400 sword.
Well, to be fair, New York Comic Con anyway was a little more heavy on security this year than it's been in the past.
Fucking, I snuck in like 10 people.
You have to scan a badge.
No, I didn't. I just walked
by. Now they want you to scan a badge.
It was
law abiding citizens.
It was like a speed bump as opposed to last year when it was just the Autobahn of people that we brought in.
Well, yeah, last year when I came on Saturday, it was madness. You'd probably, you know, die in there and nobody would notice until like the next day.
Yeah.
They channeled the traffic because they added basically Thursday as a new day.
Yeah, you guys were telling me about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, next piece of news, right? And this one actually hurts my feelings. Amy Hennig, the writer for all three Uncharted, Uncharted, Drake's Fortune.
Yeah.
She was the writer and lead developer of Uncharted, and she was in the middle of developing and writing for the new Uncharted for PS4. Died? No, she didn't die.
Oh. Fired?
She was fired.
Oh. Why?
Forced out. They won't say why. Sony won't say why, money. But... people around the office
she
are saying...
She was crop dusting too much, and they were like, get this bitch
she
out
was
of
a
here.
Frequent flyer around the office.
Like, damn, Amy, if you fucking come by here one more time and leave a stink, you are out.
Anyway, people are actually saying that the Last of Us creators, Neil Druckmann and Bruce Straley, I never know how to pronounce that, but they actually pushed her out because they're not planning on doing a new Last of Us, and they wanted
it's
Uncharted.
Kind of a finite story, but I don't see them doing an Uncharted game because Uncharted has humor to it.
Right.
Whereas
right.
Last of Us is pretty dour.
Somebody's going to die in this Uncharted. That's what I was going at.
Yeah.
Like, they're two different games. It's a, I mean, Uncharted, yes, I named my son after Nathan Drake, and yes, I like them, but it was never too original. You know, like charismatic, no, wise ass dude.
Indiana Jones.
Right, right. But I don't want The Last of Us Uncharted.
That was way serious.
It's the most dour game ever made.
Right.
Like, in the first 10 minutes, if you don't roll a tear, you don't have a soul.
Anyway, she worked there for 10 years, by the way.
Never smelled better after she left.
Oh, man.
So, wait, when was
she's
that announced?
She's been reduced to a What's fart
that?
Joke.
When was that announced?
That was announced the 3rd of
so two days,
this month.
2 days ago?
2 days
So, like, in the next week, we're going to know the answer. So,
oh, yeah.
So, probably by, like, next week, we're going to have
I
the
was
answer.
Hoping we'd get it this week, but I checked it out before I came and nothing.
Yeah.
Another big one.
I just thought of a terrible pun. But
what do you got?
Like, she crop dusted and then she went, no, it was him! And we call that Drake's Deception. That's for Dan.
Right, that was the 3rd one. Drake's Deception was so the 3rd.
Man, that
I apologize.
Fail.
I okay. apologize in advance.
All right, I apologize for the skit last week. anyway, the new Xbox interface that they promised that they were saying that they were going to
Cortana?
Bring before. No. They were just going to do a slick little update right before Titanfall. Because the multiplayer is, you know, just broken and terrible. It's out. And it promised a lot of cool things. It looked cool at first when I got it. People who have an Xbox One and know just how broken it was. Your friends list, when you went to it, it was just this endless Tumblr shit where you couldn't actually figure out who was online right away.
Yeah.
John, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I actually never really played with a friend yet on Xbox One. I just played solo, and if I did
that
play,
makes me sad.
Well, I mean, what fucking multiplayer games? Like I had Rise, Dead Rising 3, and the NBA game, which I just played.
All right, well, it would bring you to a Tumblr feed. Now, at least on the left hand side, it readily tells you who's available. Also, when you joined up with your chat, for some reason, you still had to turn on your chat. When you joined a party, you had to go back into the system and turn on your microphone.
I don't know why they just didn't, like, copy-paste the exact same thing they had on Xbox 360.
You know, they were just trying a little bit more. Also, it's easier for people with surround sound and second-party things for the compressed audio.
How many kids, though, like, most of these people are kids. Like, how many of them have surround sound, though, you know?
They're probably playing in
their
living.
A lot more than you want to think about.
Right.
I mean, I have surround sound. But, like, I'm an adult. I can buy my own chip.
That's what I'm saying, though. As an adult and you can buy it on your own, I'm thinking about kids who have it, and it makes me cringe.
Anyway, see a list of recent players, which is something we could always do on the 360, which we can now do. The volume up and down adjustments. Apparently, and I haven't messed with this last night, I can tell how much because it only went in 3-notch increments. So I would be ruining my, you know, whatever I was watching, my episode of Archer by just screaming at it for, like, 5 minutes. Xbox up, Xbox volume up, Xbox volume up, Xbox volume up. You know, just trying to get it up and down, and it was kind of useless. Nobody goes three notches. And well, anyway, all this stuff was included in it, and that's great and all, but two guys I know were trying it today, and I messed around with the new thing, and it still doesn't work. Like, they updated it and everything like that, and yeah, that little friends list thing was fine. But at the end of the day, when they were trying to play Call of Duty with each other, they couldn't get in each other's parties still. And if this shit is broken when Titanfall's come out, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to give them the business personally. Believe that.
I mean,
going to steal that Grand Theft Auto poster.
Oh, dude.
I haven't really played around too much with the multiplayer yet because there hasn't been a real multiplayer game worth playing on Xbox One. But as of next week, there will be. And if I can't, you know, hit up you or your brother or Justin, I'll be pretty bummed. Like, if I have to play it all the time by myself.
Isn't it only? I mean, you guys.
It's only multiplayer.
No, it's a multiplayer game.
But it's like a story with more people, right?
I don't think there is story.
There's not.
I think you guys were saying there was.
It's kind of integrated into the
actual multiplayer.
Like there's NPCs that kind of give you the lowdown.
Basically, there is no like single player mode. Like, there's
no straight.
It's not a game for Mr. Salty over here.
No. I want to play it so bad.
He would hate it. All right, so anyway, I mean, it was awesome. I mean, the beta, just so everybody knows, I had no problem getting in parties with people, so there's that. And, That's about it. That's about it for the news. You guys want to take a test?
Well, I thought you had something else for the news.
Did I?
I thought you did.
What?
I don't remember.
Who's? Well, I didn't.
Okay, well then.
All right, so let's take a test.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
This is only a test.
All right, well, this week, I actually have a sound test for everybody here. It's round two of system startups. Which system is which?
I'm still sad because I lost last week.
Yeah.
Sega.
I have 6 questions and a bonus question, making it 7 questions.
I'm reigning champion. I retire.
You retire. All right, don't worry.
The belt is up for grab, boys.
All right, you guys ready for this?
Is a hand raiser?
This is a hand raiser, and I actually don't have, I didn't have room on my iPad for a yes or no, so much to Novus' satisfaction.
Thank God.
You're in big trouble, mister.
Shut up, fuck you.
That thing sucked, man. I hate that.
That was the last one that I cut out, by the way.
Bugged him so much.
I hated it, too.
It was a gorgeous thing.
You know, I had you, to you get rid of it. I was trying to hold on to
you
it.
You know
on
what you
iPad.
Should do? Simply make our yes noise the M. Bison yes thing. Have you ever seen it? Okay, you'll see it later, but it's just him going yes. Okay.
Is that the one from
we'll
the animated
out.
Thing?
Yeah,
okay. We'll check it out.
Yeah.
All right,
just do that.
Maybe we'll talk about it in the breeze.
Yes,
we'll hit up and talk in the breeze. All right, first noise. Max Barracuda.
I think that's a DS.
You have 1 point.
I haven't owned a fucking handheld since Game Boy.
I had Game Boy Advance.
I haven't owned one since the DS. Right on.
Second noise. Novus Redemptor.
I'm pretty sure this is Dreamcast.
Correct.
It's thinking.
Third noise.
Hmm.
Anyone?
I'll take a guess.
John Shock.
Do you get minus points?
No, I won't give you minus.
3DO.
Negative.
All right. Since there's no minus points. Saturn.
Correct.
Shit. I don't want to lose.
Okay. Fourth noise.
The Texas one.
The fuck?
Mr. John Shot.
3DO.
Negative.
What's wrong? You don't like 3DO, man?
Neo Geo.
Can you just play it again real quick?
One more time.
No,
please.
That's like 40 seconds long.
There was a load up screen if it helps. It's a company notorious for load ups. Max Barracuda.
PS Vita?
Original PSP, I'll give it to you though.
Oh, come on!
Oh, don't raise your hand after I said original PSP.
Yeah, I'm not like a.
Now you can take that point away.
That's not.
You can take that
no,
point away.
No, that's two handheld PSP.
Well, that's like me saying Game Boy. Like, yeah, it was DS.
I was only. Going...
I have a regular PSP. I don't have a PS Vita, so I don't know if they changed.
But he,
I'm
but
not being the norm.
I'm not trying to hate. Rise.
I know the difference between the systems. I was purely going on the load screen. Guess so you
right.
could take that.
I'm not trying to hate. That's like
out of fairness.
Yeah, I don't want to be ridiculously sour, but I am.
Easy there, salty. All
right, we got the last one before the bonus round.
3DO.
He's probably right.
No, that's
Metal Gear Solid.
You idiot.
I mean, Metal Gear Solid.
Anyway,
I got that.
Last one before the
point.
Bonus round.
Point me.
Oh.
Play it again.
Johnny Shaw?
I think I'm wrong, but 64? No.
Alright. No, it's not.
One more time.
3DO?
Wrong king, huh?
You guys might be able to recognize that last noise and figure out what it is from that.
Yeah. Okama GameSphere.
3D.
I gotta hurry this one up. I can't hit you again, so.
Idiot!
What are we doing?
I don't know. 3DS.
Negative.
Okama so. GameSphere.
Just one last time.
You wanna take a shot?
Yeah, one last time. I'm gonna guess Game Boy Advance.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you got a. You got two. Somebody outside our window is playing. That's why I like it.
I like it. It's not gonna come up on the show.
Okay.
Whoa!
I hear
that was me. Sorry,
Dick.
I was kind of digging it. So at the end of two rounds, Johnny Shock has zero.
I got 3D.
Why did I say two rounds? Then a six rounds. Max has two. Novus has two.
Tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker. Last one. Who wants to bet all their points?
I like to bet all my
let's
points.
Let's bet all our
let's
points.
Let's bet. Put them all on the table. All right. All in.
I'm all into it.
This one's a rough one.
What's a long opening. The Lynx.
Both of them are sitting there with their hands.
It's why 3DO this
time.
What can we hear it one more, please?
Okay. I wouldn't recognize it either, if it makes anybody feel better.
Holy shit. Why don't we both just name it an obscure system?
Go ahead.
And see what happens.
All right, you go first.
The CDI.
3DOs, huh?
That's a winner. It's the CDI.
Motherfucker!
Is it really? Holy fuck!
You didn't even give him a chance.
To ass 90s. Backwards and
I shouldn't have let him go first.
Early 90s.
Fail.
Woo!
Super nice.
No, I lost 2 weeks in a row.
I still don't have a victory music, but if it makes you feel better, Max, this one's for you, Novus.
You idiot!
That is literally the first time on the show it's not been played for me.
Idiot!
You're setting it the whole fucking building.
You have to understand that I absolutely love that, so I'm not insulted now.
Okay, cool. All right, so Max Barracuda winning.
Yeah,
nice.
I love winning by accident.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's better than winning on purpose. All right, so right now, we are going to do a new
good Van
thing,
Halen song.
Which is a great Van Halen song.
Idiot!
And we're actually going to go into a new skit where I'm going to throw up a little commercial, we're going to take a little time out, and we're going to watch a new trailer, and we're going to give you guys first looks, alright? So here's a little bit of love from the commercial.
Do you love A-Squad? Of course you do! Well, here's your chance to meet them live! March 29th and March 30th at the Best Western in Mill River Manor, Long Island, New York, it's L-Icon, the East Coast's newest sci-fi gaming and anime festival! Come meet three of the members of A-Squad, the handsome and courageous Rise Like Phoenix, the charismatic Giant Shock, and the saltiest take-em or leave-em bastard you've ever met, Max Barracuda! Sunday, and Saturday first, then Sunday, be there.
All right, we're back from commercial, and it's time to
bat suit up. I got my cape and my cowl on. Tonight I'm here to party. Thanks to me, the crime's gone. I saved the city once. I saved the city twice. I saved it three times. I deserve to skip the line. I'm back.
The new Arkham City game is coming out, and it's coming out this year.
Fuck,
we just watched a trailer. Incredible.
PS4, Xbox One, man.
Exclusive.
Now I gotta buy the goddamn system.
You have to. It's that good.
We'll buy it for that.
It looks, I mean, they didn't show any in game footage. Like, it's not obviously not from the engine.
It's just the movie. You'll probably see it at E3, the actual.
It looked so good.
If it's anything less than the previous Arkham games, I want to buy it. But you know it's not going to be, so I'm going
it's
to
not.
Be buying this
yeah,
game.
It's back in the hands of Rocksteady again.
Yes.
Rocksteady instead of WB Montreal.
And what they've done in the last two, and now what they're going to do this one, is going to take it, they're going to make more of the same, but bigger, better.
Did you hear the whole like scope of it?
No, I know it's. I know Arkham City is gonna or Arkham whatever the scope it's of the game. Five all times of Gotham, bigger. Like 5 times bigger.
All so of Gotham.
That's awesome.
5 times so big, in fact, that you need the Batmobile. You'll be driving it.
It has a drivable.
That is awesome.
It's Batmobile. Actually going to be part of your Batman weaponry. I don't know if that means it's gonna show up every once in a while and shoot it, but
well, it's like Titanfall where you get to control it when you're not with it.
Oh, you definitely do. They said you can probably. Call the things that they said about it is A, for people who didn't see the trailer, it looks like the Tumblr version more like than the old school version. It's or like, even the animated series.
It's like a sleeker Tumblr.
Right. I know in the first one, when you defeated Bane in Arkham Asylum.
When you hit him with the car.
It was the animated series Batmobile.
Yeah, it looked a lot more classic.
More
than,
or less.
Than anything.
But
than
everything about this new trailer is revamp. Like, look at the costume. It's not a bat suit anymore. It's a fucking bat armor.
Yeah. It's a lot softer looking, too. Like, all the faces, like Harley Quinn's looking nice, but
nice.
You know, Bruce Wayne doesn't have that. They kind of always borrowed a little bit from the animated series, I think.
He's got a Bruce Campbell chin in the fucking
game. Right. I mean, a lot of people are talking about this game right now, and you could probably find a lot, but you're not going to find anything from a comic book standpoint. Like, we have the comic book background to compare, which I want to do tonight. I want to compare to what stories, because traditionally the Arkham games kind of bit off different story arcs right. from Batman.
You want to break it down?
Well, I got we'll break it down a little bit, and then I want to get into what story I think they could be stealing from. Okay. Not I don't even want to say stealing.
Well, I have an idea.
You already got an idea of what the story's about? I mean,
I do.
I thought that was basically like just kind of a teaser more than anything.
Well, in the trailer, Scarecrow's telling everyone to leave the city, and
we'll unleash your worst fears.
Yeah, you see Penguin.
Is that who that was in the beginning?
Two-Face,
Harley.
That's the
opening monologue.
Yeah.
Would it ruin the game for you if it wasn't Scarecrow, if it was the Mad Hatter?
Would you see some
Yeah, if it was the Mad Hatter, it would ruin the game for me.
Well, you've already heard his voice in the previous game, so we know it's not Mad Hatter.
And then welcome, Batman!
Welcome to Wonderland!
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that would really blow. But
come down my hole.
That's as far as the car. Everything I've heard about this game so far, I love. Kevin Conroy's back.
Thank God.
Doesn't he retire after every Batman and just comes back?
No, he never said he would retire.
They put him aside Hamill for the last one.
The guy does Batman. He always like, yeah, this is my last
one. No, Hamill's always retired.
Well, Mark Hamill says that it's got to be a really sweet story.
To be fair to Mark Hamill, he dies in every Batman.
To be fair, I think we have not seen the last of the Joker in some capacity in this game.
They said that this is the last of the Arkham games. Yeah, and they're not going to deal with that.
But is it
not without the Joker?
This
right?
is not going to be a prequel, right? This is not.
No,
like
this
any,
takes
no.
Place
this
after.
Takes this 1 year after Arkham City, okay. Not Origins.
Okay, good, because I want to make sure it's sequential. So
there's going to be a baby Joker.
It could be a baby Joker, although I saw Harley and she wasn't showing.
But
so
a year later, not 9 months.
Okay.
And at the
all
end
right, I mean,
of
she
Arkham
lost
City,
a lot of baby weight
in Arkham City. They're, well, it's a comic book thing.
She's
too
been on that kid's
in Arkham City,
a
they
lot
have the
bro
baby. They have the proof that he impregnated her is in Arkham City.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be your thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have like a weird clone baby Joker.
Mr. J.
I just don't see a one-year-old posing or a two-month-old posing that much threat.
No, but
to
they're
going to
give him hyper growth, like reverse Benjamin Button shit.
So they're going to give him Titan formula. He's become the super baby.
I hope.
Yeah,
not.
They'll dip him in a Lazarus pit or something.
At the end of Arkham Asylum, on the cutscenes, what's his name? Scarecrow got that vial of.
So did, depending on how you played the game, so did Bane, so did Killer Croc. Like, there were different hands coming out of
I want to see a jacked up Scarecrow.
I want to see. Well, you know, he's in there. They actually had the Easter egg in Arkham City of you finding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever did it.
Yeah, in the
Scarecrow's boat.
In the boat. Right.
Which was an awesome fucking scene.
Anyway, back to the Batmobile real fast, just if anyone has doubts about it, it's got a sweet ejector seat already to get you to shoot up to the top so you don't have to like get out and park it and make sure it's locked and jump up to the side of the building.
I was worried.
Also, definitely going to have some sort of weapons, they said.
You hope.
The streets are actually wider now to make sure that,
you can drive them.
A little cruising room.
Batman never took into consideration the lane width of when he made the Batmobile. It's like, God
he was
damn,
still
this
smashing
thing
into cars.
I'm the traffic always.
I know.
Beep, beep, move over.
I'm Batman.
He's got a gadget that, like, it goes underneath the other cars, and they just like kind of drive over his like side so he can fit on the fucking road.
Well, like a cow?
Yeah, like a cow catcher.
Yeah. Well, if you would have asked me 3 days ago what game I would have liked to see and how, I mean, just a fantasy, it would have been this game done by Rocksteady, Kevin Conroy being back.
I want to know who else they're going to get for the voice cast, because they did get some really great ones for City.
Well, we saw some returns. We saw Penguins in there. So
Penguins,
that's
Penguin, Nolan North.
He's thrown out.
I love the fact that like when Nolan North did like pretty much every single henchman in the game too, because they all have the same exact accent.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
See how Harley Quinn bitch?
Yeah, it's cold out here.
It's cold out here.
Anyway, a couple things that people noticed on the internet about it. Old style cars. Everyone's thinking that maybe the trailer either bounces back and forth or maybe some flashbacks. I personally think Gotham has always been stylized like that.
I didn't pick up on that.
No?
In the trailer.
I think
are you saying while they're having the riots and everything?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you didn't pick up on it, and I didn't pick up on it until I read the boards out there. But that's because I'm so used to it in the Batman. I never see real new cars.
It's Gotham City. They're always retro-ish.
Right.
And we've never seen cars in Arkham, really, in the Arkham series, except that they're on fire during Arkham City.
Yeah,
that is true.
I know. Well,
we don't know what they drive.
Also, with that whole Scarecrow thing, I'm guessing there's not going to be pedestrians again. I'm assuming it's another cop-out to not put pedestrians in.
Oh, have everyone flee the city? Correct. Yeah, that was my first thought.
Why would people be out there, man? This fucking, you know, it's a riot.
Well, they had Harley Quinn, Two-Face, and Penguin working together just in the trailer. Also, I've heard that Hush is going to be a big...
He's got to be after
Yo,
City.
Shh, shh. Mm-hmm. Shh. Can't. Don't talk about that shit.
Did anyone else think that maybe... since this trailer was called Father to Son. Also, there was a hint drop from Rocksteady that said that the dark... The Arkham Knight is not actually referring to Batman. It's referring to a new character.
A new, like, completely original? Or a character who's in the Bat universe?
Completely original. Sort of, though. It could... well, see, here's
are
my
they
theory.
Are going to kill Batman? Is that what you're thinking?
No, here's my theory. My theory is that they're going to... And we've seen it in the comic books before, where, like, a much harder-ass Batman comes along. Well, I'm thinking Father to Son,
Wayne's dead in the comic. I mean, they introduced Azrael in the last game. He was a Batman briefly. They introduced Nightwing and Red Robin in the last game.
Red Robin's delicious.
If they did, did Damian Wayne, it'd be too soon after the first Arkham City. It's only a year, so.
Oh, did he only meet Talia?
Isn't that right?
In Origins.
Oh, in Arkham City, he knew Talia.
Yeah, okay. He knew her already.
They didn't. She didn't introduce him to his son or anything.
Mm. Yeah.
But even so, this kid is still young then. I guess they gotta.
Really yeah, he was like.
He's too new, 52, you know?
I don't like the whole Damian Wayne thing.
Son of the Demon? I'm not.
I always want to call him Damon Wayans. But...
That homie clown shit was played.
He hasn't done shit.
Definitely not
for
my favorite
long,
Robin.
Major Pain, what was that, 94?
Right. Blank Man, get out of here.
J5.
What if they shoot him in the face?
Alright, so what do you guys think that they're gonna be taken from?
Batman.
My hope would be more along the lines of No Man's Land.
Okay, see, I'm thinking No Man's Land. I kind of thought that City was kind of No Man's Land.
In a smaller scale. For those who don't know No Man's Land, No Man's Land is when an earthquake hits Gotham, taking out all the bridges. Picture Gotham as Manhattan. So the government disavows it as a war zone. And the criminals start vying. It's like the Warriors. It's like they each start grabbing up land.
It's the second half of
the
new Batman movie.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Only picture that better with more villains.
Yeah, picture that not with just Bane and
the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, each villain is grabbing their little slice.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to
do. What I really want to know is, how did the Scarecrow just get to be a part of things forever? Like, he's in all three Batman movies.
I'm spooky.
He's in all the fucking games. Like...
I guess because he's more of a realistic character than, let's say, Killer Croc. Yeah. And the drugs thing rather than what? You can have Penguin while his fat ass around Nolan
he's
movie?
He's an arms dealer.
Because they can't really push the Joker all the time.
Yeah. He's got something to fight Batman with. He can hit him with that and just have him go berserk a little bit. With the Penguin, he's an arms dealer, but really he's just another douche.
I get you, like, the first...
The fat little... Nothing.
Right. Yeah, if you're a Batman, they're like, okay, you get hit with the first time, oh, I'm scared, all right, this is the deal. The second time, oh, all right. But like the third or fifth, the eighth time you get hit with this little juice, it's like,
yeah. Well, what if I was pumping in a massive dose of heroin into you every time I saw
you? That's like, a totally different thing.
How do you figure?
Well, because his stuff makes you afraid of, like, you know, your innermost fears, while heroin will put you to sleep. Like, look at Scott Wilde. That guy.
Who's to say the fear juice?
We're not talking about Scott Wilde. I have a story about that. But,
did a little heroin with Scott Wilde. It was great. No, I understand why you get thrown out of
there. But at least with Scarecrow, though, when you put him into, like, the second and third Nolan films, it's like he doesn't need to be there. As far as the games go, he was always to great effect.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Well, his little sideboards were cool.
Yeah.
He broke it up. He broke it up a little bit in the first one where you got to do a little something surreal.
Some of the coolest levels
of
the game.
But he was there as far as like a background thing in City. Like everyone's like, is he dead? No, I don't think so. So everyone knows he's somewhere around that, which obviously means he's not dead because he comes up in the third one.
But he was also pretty cool in Injustice when you knock people through Gotham. Arkham.
Just the Arkham version.
Right. It was pretty Scarecrow cool. too. It was pretty cool.
That's probably the coolest Scarecrow out there.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm used to, like, the animated version.
Needlefingers, though? Way cooler.
That is kind of a cool idea, but...
It's Freddy Krueger.
All right, so here's my theory. Did anyone read... This is like an off-put. This was actually a novel, not a graphic novel. But Batman Inferno?
No.
Which one's that?
Batman Inferno was a very No Man's Land type book that I read. I don't want to give away the whole book, but in it, it's a new character named Enfer. That's a pyro. He was like his backstory. I guess he was a firefighter that liked starting his own fires. Mm. And, he burnt Arkham to the ground cause he was in love with the Joker. And then obviously when he meets the Joker, the two psychos don't connect. And Bruce Wayne was gone the first half of the book because he was in Washington fighting the whole No Man's Land thing where they legit blew up the bridges to make it a prison.
Right.
And when he got back, everybody had already claimed territories. Like, Poison Ivy owned the park and like this. And
but what we're saying here, though, is pretty much you want No Man's Land adjacent story.
It's gotta be, right? I mean, it's gotta be.
Who's writing it?
Who wrote... Arkham Knight?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, because Paul Dini wrote the last two, and he's already a veteran of Batman.
The animated series.
If Paul Dini was in, then I'm in.
Not only did he write the games, but he also wrote the graphic novels that went with the games to bridge them all.
He goes all the way back to the animated series.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and he created Harley Quinn. Yeah. So.
I don't know if he signed on for the new one.
If he's back for a third one, you know, it's probably going to borrow a little bit from the mythos and still be at least somewhat.
He's the only guy to ever make Mr. Freeze any cool.
This game was pulled straight from my fantasy, so I got to imagine he's involved in some capacity. Now,
but, like, to me, the whole No Man's Land thing is the only logical progression to make Gotham City a playable environment.
Right. Me too.
Travel between the two, like the fenced off area of Arkham and then out to Gotham?
Out to Gotham, where pedestrians aren't necessarily roaming the streets, you know, and you kind of have free reign. There's not cars on the road necessarily.
Mm-hmm. I feel, though, if there was pedestrians roaming the streets, the first time they would get it wrong, and every 2 minutes you'd be inundated with, like, this guy's in trouble, this guy's in trouble.
But that's, I don't think with you, you know, barreling down the road in a Batmobile, they're going to do that because it's going to start mowing people down. That's not Batman.
That's true.
They're not going to let you kill people.
Those
streets
are going to be empty, so they need to have an excuse for it to be empty.
No
so.
Jaywalking.
Well,
in Gotham.
You can just sit there and watch everybody die, like in Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah. Have you ever read a Superman comic? He levels Metropolis every time. I'm tired of that argument.
I am not.
That movie's good.
I have no. I like the movie. So high five. I like the movie. I'm just saying. Yeah, he just lets everybody die. And I think Batman would do the same if he had an awesome Batmobile like that.
He wouldn't. Batman's different.
Anyway, if anyone hasn't seen it, I'm super psyched about it. Check it out on YouTube. Batman, he's back.
My name is Bruce Wayne.
He's back. It's Batman Arkham Knight. Check it out. Oh, quick note. GameStop put it on for October 14th. I don't know if that... That's legit.
It's the week of Comic-Con New York.
That's what they got.
Doesn't that seem to be the month, the usual release month for them?
That is, because they always do a big, giant thing at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And a Halloween thing.
So, like, right before.
Yeah, because I think...
And that would make sense if it was a scarecrow, just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think City came out, like, mid-October 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So...
All right. The first one that ever came out, it came out in the winter, though. It came out, like, February, March, or some shit.
I think October always, though.
Don't shit on our point.
No, I'm just saying it's...
Well, I'm sorry. It came out in the summer. It came out in, like, I want to say July, because that was the week I'm not going to get into how I know, but it came out in July. The first one came out in July.
All right. You're probably right.
Okay.
That's my one good talent.
You got some secret thing.
I know you're a master of dates, as we learned last week.
Yes. Right. All right. So let's just shoot the breeze.
Ride or die, motherfucker.
Anybody see anything else cool?
Although it's already been released or been out for a while, Battle Block Theater, the Xbox Live Arcade game, is coming to Steam soon, which is a fun game by Behemoth Games. If you know Castle Crashers or Incommoded,
yeah,
those guys, they had their game on Xbox. They're bringing it to Steam pretty soon. I actually just signed up for the beta, so I'm gonna hopefully.
They do a tower defense game I love on iPad.
Do they?
Yeah. Which I can't think of the name now, but I've bought in both versions of it.
Well, a lot of the stuff I liked, like, also it's very, you know, silly, lowbrow humor, but also it's very cool as far as their stylized graphics, just the general cartoon of it, it's all just kind of fun. Like, the last game was puzzle games. Castle Crashers is a great beat-em-up, you know, just a lot of fun. So I'm waiting for the beta to try it out, see what's going on.
That sounds cool.
Cool, man. Anybody else?
I'm going upstairs to play South Park after you guys leave, man. That's,
I know.
That's the... They have the Antonio Banderas blow-up doll and that shit. That is like season two. Nothing. You sell it for money.
That's it?
Yeah. You go into Cartman's mom's room. There's a bunch of fun stuff there.
I'm sure that room's got to be one of the more interesting.
A lot of cussing. Anything that Butter says is great. Like, I'm sitting there rolling, laughing, where he's just like, you better recognize, biatch. When he, like, beats someone over the head with a hammer.
Nice.
And we're like, it's funny because when you beat a kid, they'll run away. Be like, go, it's too real. This sucks. Like, they're all in character until they get hurt, and they're like, man, I'm telling. And they run away.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
All right, with that, fine. Screw you guys, we're going home.
That's your new outro?
No, well, I mean, I don't think we really have anything else. So, Assassin's Creed
4 soundtrack is really good running music.
Yeah? Is that what you've been doing?
The what soundtrack?
Assassin's Creed 4.
I got a zombie running app that it does increments. It's like 3 minutes of walking and then, you know, 3 minutes of jogging. And actually, it just goes, zombies! When you got to run, and you run, and they're like, all right, I think we're clear.
Did you buy that shit?
Yeah, hell yeah, I did.
I came up with a fantasy glitch that I'll save for a later date that's similar to this. I'll tell you after this.
We'll just throw it on, man.
I'm not doing it. It's not fully formed yet.
He probably still has the sound clip on there.
It's not fully formed.
Fantastic to say.
Glitch! You paid for that app?
There's a dollar, man. Why? What are you doing?
They made a dollar off of that.
I could have recorded that. Give me a dollar.
Zombies! Run!
Money, whoa, please!
Whoa. They're gone. All right, now what? 3 minutes later. The zombies again!
Anyway, thanks for playing, everyone. You want to introduce the song you gave me?
Yeah, I decided to give
Facebook. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like us on Facebook. The Facebook's really heating up.
It's hot.
People are loving it. Mm-hmm.
It better be. I've been sharing stuff.
Check us out on iTunes and Podbean, of course.
Novus will share some with you. Fucking look.
I got some shares for you. Yeah.
Right.
Shares right in your face.
But yeah, I brought a song to close us out on. If anybody's not aware, there is a musician on the internet and YouTube named Brentalfloss. And what he does is basically takes a lot of older video games and adds lyrics to them. And has a whole bunch of YouTube videos up, and every 2 years or so he releases an album of the stuff. And his newest one, Philosophy, came out digitally last week and physical copies this past Tuesday. And one of my favorite songs by him is the one we're about to play. It's a song, an original one, dedicated to BioShock.
All right, everybody. So definitely hit us up on the Facebook. Thanks. Thanks for playing.
I am Andrew Ryan, and I'm here to ask you a question.
Thank you.
come on down to Rapture. Jam a needle in your arm. It'll slowly corrode your genetical code, but it's all part of the charm. So you're a gross abomination, but in time you're gonna be. So glad you came on down to the best little town at the bottom of the deep blue sea. Hop in the bathysphere, take in the atmosphere. It's like New York, but...